con los bambinos no va a salto con papi. Quando lo va a bere, quando lo va a bere, quando va a bere.
Oh God. Why you show me iniquity, Lord? Well, because when iniquity abounds, the love of many, the love of what? Love for the truth. And because they receive not the love of the truth, God sends them a new world order, another preacher, another gospel. See how they responded? Like natural brute beasts. Each have their own nature, don't they? A pig is a pig is a pig. A sheep is a sheep is a sheep. A goat is a goat is a goat.
Amen.
A black man is a black man is a black man.
Yes, Lord.
A white man is a white man is a white man.
Oh, yes.
and there's none righteous.
Amen.
No, not one.
Amen.
Why do you show me iniquity? Well, how do you show it to me first? Well, I had to show you your own iniquity. And that statement alone ought to convince you and persuade you that I am the sign. How could God show iniquity to you without showing it with me? I'm the sign. And that's why all of you people keep questioning me or doubting me. Because when you end up doubting me and doubting and questioning me, you're doubting God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And see how you're responding?
Amen.
You want me to go back again to Brother Patterson? Huh? Brother Patterson questioned whether I was a prophet. Because a man wouldn't do what he does. How about you? Huh. Why are you showing me iniquity, Lord?
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
That's iniquity. He centers on self. And I've told it to you many times. Could you find a better example?
Oh, Jesus.
In the Bible, for all things are written for our learning, they're examples. Could you find a better one than Job? I ask you right to your face.
Amen.
Can you find a better example of a perfect man than Job? Look, you won't even ask me. You know why? Because you never really paid attention to it.
Hallelujah.
Hast thou considered... What, Lord? Well, all you folks are being influenced by the devil. Have you considered my servant, Job?
My Lord.
See what you're doing? You haven't considered it. No, you haven't. You need to.
Amen.
Because we are in the last test.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a message I preached on the seven tests of Job. When Job got finished being tested and tried, he said, I know. My Redeemer liveth. And I shall stand at the last day. See? All you fine people here, every one of you, got the Bibles in your hand? Yes, sir, boy. But then when I start breaking that scripture open, you have no conception of what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
You're blind, and you're doubting about questions.
Thank you, Father.
And you don't like that.
Thank you.
No, you don't. Why are you showing me iniquity, Lord? Well, there it is.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Here it is.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you don't have none.
Oh, yes,
it shows in the way you walk. It shows in the way you talk.
Yes, Lord.
It shows in the way you act.
Yes, Lord.
It shows in the way you react. This is no time to keep silent. This is the time to praise the Lord. But you see, you'll do it if I tell you, but where's that spontaneous? If any man thirst, let him come and drink. Woman, you drink of that well, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the well that I will follow, you know, you trouble, you don't have a thirst. We're full. Good drink. We're not thirsty. For he that's thirsting, thirsty. As a heart panted. I tried to show you the other day at the dining hall what panting is. Look at that. You did? Yeah. If you ever see a dog, it pants. As a heart, as a dog, panic after a drink of water. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, but you're a know-it-all, aren't you? Aren't you? Come on, can that know-it-all look on your face again? I just don't know you, prophet. I never thought God would deal with me like this. You'll be thankful that God deal with you at all. After all my testifying and giving it all my life, I become a castaway.
My Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord.
You didn't know to pray when you came in here?
My Lord,
cast me not away.
Not away. Your
instructions don't mean nothing to you? Not your answer is courts. Enter his presence with praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us I don't think you ought to depend completely on Sister Burgess. When she comes in, she ought to find something you already praising the Lord. Wouldn't that excite you even more, Sister Burgess? Wouldn't that excite you? You come to that door and these folks are just a shout and praying the Lord. And you say, I come to join you. Oh, fools. So slow to believe.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, you believe all right. As if God had almost knocked your teeth down your throat, now you believe. I wonder how long you're going to keep on believing. Because I'm getting tougher every day.
Yes, thank you.
Harder, John. Could that be really the...
Yes.
What are you going to do if I tell him Elijah? Who shall abide? Which one are you going to stand when he appears? Come on, get a little grin on your face. Or get that challenging look in your eyes. You see, I discern all them things. Now, this is not what I want to preach about, but I told you time and time again. In fact, I pleaded with you yesterday. Please don't come to this tabernacle. No? Nobody heard me? Wait. With the same damn spirit. Did you see the heathen rage yesterday? That old nature? Oh, he has a right to. Not if he really fully understands what God's doing.
Oh, my Lord.
I heard what a hidden is. It's like he said he recovered himself. I said, that's for me to judge.
Hallelujah.
Glad you're here, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You want to try that again, huh? See, I've told you at least 100 times, maybe more. You're not going to change right now. You got to make this a continual, daily, hourly.
Yes, yes.
For if you don't watch, you won't know what hour your Lord will come. And if he comes, they'll find you looking, watching, preparing.
Yes, yes.
Somebody in this place. Oh, good. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I hate it. I hate it. God hates it. That wickedness in us. God is angry with that wickedness. Oh, God don't get angry. I got a whole bunch of stuff here. Why are you not even cramming your necks? You're comfortable, aren't you? At ease and Zion. Whoa! Be unto you that are at ease.
Oh, God. My Lord God. Oh, God.
Forward, march. Left, right, left, right. Double time. Vroom, 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 vroom. At ease.
Oh,
if you mark it a little bit, double, you'll get there where you're going. Double time a little faster. But at ease, you ain't never going to get there at all. Now, see, you won't look over at somebody and say, you hear what that guy says? Do you actually hear what that old, bald-headed, toothless guy says?
Glory! Glory!
I mean, do you really hear him? I don't want to even go on. Heathen rage. You ever rage at anything? You rage. Imagine every kind of a damn thing you can imagine. And then you rage. And not playing with God, people. God's not playing with you. He chose you and I for this last hour. Not this last generation. This last hour. This last hour.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's that all about? Huh? Why'd you move? It's wrong, you know. It won't quit. That old damn human nature. She moved from over there. And for some reason, her head tells her, he's not going to question me. And I hope he doesn't, because I don't want to tell him why I moved. I know him. I don't have to. Remember the time I looked at the table and said, Stuart, why'd you move? Huh? Were you? Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, he didn't like sitting next to him.
Glory, my Lord. Oh, Jesus.
It's a shame that some folks don't want to sit next to you.
My Lord.
And you don't want to sit next to them because you're running your big mouth or your spirit's just emanating.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
And looks on your faces.
Thank the Lord.
Who withdrawed our face? It don't look enlightened.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
It looks dark.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the natural darkness. I'm talking about the spiritual darkness. Eyes and see not.
Yes, Lord.
Ears and hear not. And why? Because the light shines everywhere.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It'll shine on you too. And it might be deals.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless it. Yeah, you can't help yourself, can you?
Oh, bless
it. Remember years ago they used to teach, God helps those that help themselves. And I said, no.
No.
Right on to that. Wait a minute. You're a young preacher.
Amen. Amen.
Help myself, Daddy.
Okay.
And you sure don't like for somebody to say, I will boldly say, the Lord will. See, you can't even help yourself without God helping you.
Amen.
You're so proud. You're so arrogant. You're so full of iniquity.
Amen.
God forbid you never get to the place. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith.
The Son of God.
Not my faith, not your faith, His faith.
Yes.
Somebody, in this place. As I drove over in the cart, the word went through my mind where Paul said, if any man come preaching any other gospel than the one I've preached, let him be a curse. Jonathan Kine, all you prophecy club boys. Jerry Falwell, Pope of Rome. How about you? What kind of gospel are you preaching? What kind of gospel are you believing? Paul actually said my gospel.
Yes, he did.
Because he said, there was delivered unto me a dispensation, a time period for the last day gospel.
Amen.
See, you folks don't know it. You sit there, but you don't understand. How many times have I quoted that to you? Be not unwise. Do you understand why you're sitting like you're sitting there, unmovable? Can you picture a man doing that? Any man come preaching any other gospel besides the one I preached? I preached the gospel that nobody else on this earth preaches. What is that? Oh, they preach that. They preach the coming of the Lord. Come on! You don't believe it. You're still trying to live your own life. Satisfy your own flesh. See, I'm faced with my death. It's a very real reality. Sister Rose was cautioning me again this morning. She said, now be careful because you've been falling over too easy. And I said, righteous man will fall 7 times. And then she said to me, how often? I said, every day. Every day. Every day. How many times have they forgiven? 7 times? No, 70 times. Every day. Every day. So how many times do you need forgiveness? All the time. all the time. And everything. Somebody ought to. Nobody else preaches this gospel. The good news. Something we've been waiting on for a long time. Oh, Mother Matthews. I try to explain to you, Mother Matthews. She don't ever fail. You can't change, can you? You got your head held that way, and that's where you're going to hold it. It's right your shoulder. That old goat nature. Kind of stubborn, ain't it?
Oh, thank you, Father.
God's separating the sheep from the goat now. You never heard of the Judas sheep. If you've been around long enough, you heard of the Judas goat.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Nobody ever heard explained what a Judas goat is?
Yeah.
Come on there, Smiley. You never heard it explained? I just did it a few days ago.
Oh, yes.
I think I did it last week. Or a week before that, right here. Right here!
Oh,
and you're going to tell me, oh, I didn't hear you. That's what you, I didn't hear you. You tell me I'm not speaking, huh? Or are you paying attention? Or are you ignoring me? Like you do in the dining hall when I talk about, when I'm talking and you're all busy doing something and you're trying to convince me you're hearing me while you're there. You can't do them both. Because neither one of them is done right. So stop what you're doing. Hear what you should hear. Then you can go back and do what's right. This you ought to do, and then don't leave the other on done. Now, how many times have I said that? How many times have I said that to you? How many times? Oh, we ain't got nothing. We got plenty of time to do what we have to get done. Yeah, we do. But you're a hard man. You know that?
Glory.
And the only way I can deal with you, because you get hard.
You.
We got to butt heads.
Thank you, Father. Glory.
Had a butt heads in you yesterday. It hurt, didn't it? Me too.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And sometimes I tell you about something, you get mad too. See, we watch the heathen race. Not only him, but some of you. In your own, your race. He raised. He raised.
Oh,
and then God said to me, let them raise. Let them imagine their vain things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought you'd be the kind of prophet I want you to be. I'm not going to be a prophet.
No.
I'm not going to please you.
Amen.
As a man or a prophet.
Amen.
I'm not going to please you.
No.
God came down as a man. He didn't please nobody.
No.
Holy Ghost comes. He's not going to please you.
No,
no he's not.
No.
He'll give the Holy Ghost to them that please him.
Yes.
And how did they please him? They got in one place, in one accord, and they waited for the promise of the Father. That's the best way you can do is that?
What a preacher!
What that iniquity abounding, I don't know what it is. He always shouts like that. Huh? See, I'm going to try to help you, but I don't know if I can. I really don't know. I really don't.
Yes,
I wish I knew. I've already been humiliated so much that I have very little confidence in me at all.
Amen.
None at all in this place.
Amen.
Now, if I give you a hug, now that won't work. If I give you a smile, that don't work either.
No.
If I say a kind word to you, it don't work. So I really don't know. If I look at you, see, I really don't know. I'm being very honest.
Amen.
I really don't know.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why I'm trying my best to get to know him.
Because
if I get to know him, then I know he knows.
Hallelujah.
At least that I believe.
Jesus.
That's how I know you, because he knows you. I went right to it just a few minutes ago. When Job finally cried up, and he knows the path that I take, and when I am dry, I shall come forth as gold. Try me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
it won't budge.
Bless you, Jesus.
Stubborn, wicked generation.
Glory.
If your eye offend you, your eye, what's your eye? Your eye don't offend you? Well, you thought that meant this one, huh? No, I. Hey, your eye.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If your eye offends you, or if your eye causes offense.
Right.
Almost a full-time job, ain't it?
True.
You got to keep your eye on your eye. Don't do that. See, what really got me going was I picked up a little youth. See, I look at the news. I didn't talk to you about it too much. I don't. Most of us here are basically exempt from the current events. We're out here in the wilderness.
Right.
And what's going on out there doesn't. We don't need food stamps. We don't need Social Security checks. We don't need cars. We don't need carts. We don't need bicycles. We don't need electric. All we need is the sun. But I tell you what you need. I need thee. Oh! Once in a while, every now and then, No good. I didn't start it like that. I did not start it like that. There was a spirit on me. I didn't say, I need. No. I need. Can I show you over and over again? Lord, save me. Wait, they would yell like a fool. Yeah, yell like a fool. It always amazes me because I'm looking at a woman who's preaching something and she does very well. She's really teaching. A woman can teach, but she can't preach. Or she can only deal with authority. Women must be under authority.
Amen.
How are you women doing? Huh? Because she's the one that sins first. Adam said to her, now, don't touch that tree. God told Adam that. He was jealous of Eve. Damn it, come on, people. Oh, you wicked hearts. And because he told Eve that, she became the transgressor. If you know the book, you can read it just like that in the book. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. They can't even find it. God said, Adam, from the tree. But God, you know, my wife, she wants to eat from every tree. And it's nice, a good fruit. Nice flowers. And that one right in the middle, that tree, boy, that's the finest looking tree in the garden. And I'm going to tell her, no, don't touch it, don't eat it. I think the scripture said it wasn't, Adam was in transgender, it was Eve. You get it? You wicked people, you sit right here, you defy me when I even had to tell where it's at. That's why the scriptures let the women learn in silence.
Yes, Lord.
Shut up.
Yes.
You won't learn nothing running your mouth.
Amen.
Oh, your sisters love me now, huh? Don't you love me?
Glory.
Oh, it's in the book. He told you where it's at.
Yes.
What do you do, Adam? That woman he gave me.
Hallelujah.
Oh. You just aren't going to budge, are you? Boy, have we got a chastisement coming. A chastisement that's even going to quell your rebellion.
Yes,
and I tried to tell you, You get in hell, you remember, you're still going to burn. You're going to remember. And I've been there. I've been in hell. From the belly to the well. How many of you folks have put me through hell? Why did Jesus go to hell? Because we put him there. He went to hell for us. But the Father said, I won't suffer that Holy One, that Holy Son of God, to see corruption. I won't let, I won't let hell corrupt him. So he arose incorruptible. Somebody in this place ought to be eternally grateful for your eternal God, for eternal truth. They that waited upon the Lord. Let's just run, run, run. See how they confuse us? Are you running? Well, you think that's the way I want you to run? How about Biggie back there? Can she run? No, you can't. See, now she's going to talk back to me, see? I told you this all along. Don't ever respond back to me. Wait. Oh, she can run, but that's Biggie. We're going to get you to run for Jesus. You see, we don't understand spiritual language, do we? Do we? Do we? See, you're so hardy, you don't say... If when you give, I'm giving God my best, and still not good enough. Isn't that something? I give God the best. No. And God, your best don't even compare with God's best. Every time I hear these preachers, Long got some pretty good prophecy messages. Yeah, they do. What's coming next? What's going to happen in the next 4, 5, or 20 years? They're right on target, on the right path, but they don't even inquire. They'll do everything to avoid the one thing, the sign. How about you? You ignore the sign? When I get angry, that a sign? Sign of what? When I get angry, what's that a sign of? Come on, smart, it's a sign that God's angry. Look how long it took me. Look what I had to do to get. How do we convince you that God is angry with the wicked? Oh, I ain't got no wicked. Yeah, you. God. See, I'm not making headway again, because you folks just don't have any comprehension. Oh, why is God in the midst of this terrible thing keeping me alive? Hallelujah! I say, why is He keeping me alive? He got to keep me alive until my time comes to die. Yes, Lord. And then He told me, and I told you what's going to happen when I die. Yes. And God told you what's going to happen when Jesus died. Yeah. And when Jesus died, 3 days later, He came again. Oh, what kind of a preacher would make such a statement, especially 87 years old, that when I die, Jesus is coming? See my brother from up there in the Bronx. Praise the Lord, brother. Jesus says, even 3 days, over and over, for 10 years, the guy's been running his mouth like that. You heard me do it the other day when he called. I said, oh, no, there he is again. Hallelujah. Hey, brother, best, you listening? Maybe you can be the best caller I got today so I can blow your head away again. You know the number, best, don't you? See how you're responding?
Glory, yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I don't need some sprinters. I need some runners. Long distance runners. A long distance race only has the utility at the last mile. If you can't finish it, boy, you haven't run the race. You gotta run, you gotta pace yourself so you can run. When you get to that last 100 yards, you boom. Now look at not a one response. Yeah. A long distance runner, marathon, what, 21 miles? 26? So you gotta start out. Figure about the end. God, they won't budge. I'm not fooled, brother. We're not getting from you people, Lord. Save me! I'm so locked into this old flesh. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Like natural, brute, beast. Now what got me going was something I heard a woman teaching last night. And I'll try, if you will allow me.
Amen.
One thing I learned when I was a young fella was a message from an old preacher. He said, you know you can't teach people unless they're teachable. And when people know it all, you can't teach them. I don't need somebody to teach me. Do you understand what you're reading? Well, yeah, I'm a learned man. But who in the world is this guy talking about? I say, here we go again. He was reading from the book of... Anybody know the portion he was reading? We're not sure. Oh, who hath believed our report? Unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Read. For he, who is this prophet talking about? Look how he responded to me. Look. Oh, you open it up and read it.
Plant, dry ground. He has no form.
No.
Desire him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He despised and rejected.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Sorrow.
Yes, Lord.
Grief.
Thank you.
Despised and rejected.
Thank you.
Does anybody know how that essentially came about? Does anybody understand that at all? Look, you are seven men.
Hallelujah.
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And that didn't attend to the affairs of the church.
Hallelujah.
And then God took one and had him killed.
Hallelujah.
His name was Stephen.
Yes.
Who said, I see heaven open.
Yes.
He did that for Paul's sake.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He did that for your sake. A martyr is somebody that dies for a cause.
Yeah.
And Thomas died for, or Stephen died for a cause.
Yeah.
And for this cause, we're going to die.
Yeah.
My God. Boy, oh boy. Another one was Philip. The guy's riding across the desert. He had just come from Jerusalem. Because he's inquiring about the Jewish religion. So he picked up the Jewish book. Why won't you folk respond? Why do I got to go to night of detail to try to appease your damn carnal mind? Well, don't say that. Come on. Somebody read the account of what happened to Philip.
And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise.
Arise, Philip.
Go toward the south.
Go toward the south.
The way that goeth down from Jerusalem.
Wow. Going away from Jerusalem.
To Gaza. He arose and went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia.
You understand it? All of a sudden, he gets up, and the next thing, he's running.
Amen.
Why are you folk
Amen.
Doing that?
Amen.
Why? What are we doing? You have to look at your faces. I should demonstrate how God picked old Philip up. Set him right down
Amen.
Next to that guy riding that in that Cadillac.
Yes.
He's sitting there reading. Old Philip was running, and he wanted to get weary.
No.
I wish somebody! God, I wish above all things that you would prosper and get some spiritual help.
Yes, Lord.
So you can be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. But you can't do it without putting on the whole armor. The first one you put on the helmet. Protect your damn thoughts. God said to Phil, go join yourself. What do you want? What, how much more do you want me to demonstrate it for you? Chad's running along, probably not normal speed. You don't give that guy in the back seat a Josh a hard ride. That's a boss man. You make sure you got a smooth ride. Then God gave him a rough. He roughly. Ho, ho, ho! What in the world? This guy's outrunning me. He's running right with me. I got these tail. Strange.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hi. Hello.
Glory.
I'm just reading a book. Do you understand what you're reading? College graduate. Highly educated. Ruler of the people.
Yes.
I said, I'm kind of confused. I understand. I read the language. But I don't understand who are they talking about.
Right.
You won't buzz, will you? You're just not going to sit there and say, wow. No, you're not going to do this. What a question, huh? Say, sir? Yeah?
Glory, glory.
What'd you stop that wagon for? What I stopped the wagon for? How in the world you stand up with me? You folks still won't budge, will you? God, what's wrong with this house? So hard. You're right. It won't be long you'll rage.
Glory. Glory.
You'll imagine your vain things.
Glory.
Wicked imaginations.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Look. Boy, who's stuck, boy. See, when I get preaching these things, they just thrill me. The fellow, he's going along, and all of a sudden looks over and he sees a guy running next to him. Hold it! What a miracle.
Hallelujah, yes,
just to run with them.
Yes, Lord.
Let alone how to get here.
Amen.
How in the world is hard to stare and get here?
Lord.
And he's running with you.
Yes,
and he got to hold back so he don't get too far ahead of you. Ah, you won't, but you so damn stubborn. I tried to tell you people for years and years, the one thing that I've always can discern when somebody comes, that's how I know. Look, not nobody knows. I got to know that God sends you. And that he that comes to me, drawn by God,
amen,
I will in. No matter how mean you are,
hallelujah,
no matter how devilish you are, no matter how wicked you have been, or are, or will be, I will in no wise cast out. Now you're going to tell me, folk, that if I haven't found you here with a wedding garment not on, and I ask you how you get in here. For a long time, I wouldn't let them come here and live here. And I show you way back then, I say, Dennis the Menace. Kind of embarrassing, ain't it? Remember yesterday when he walked, he said, I'm trembling. I said, I'll decide that. You're going to fool me with a false tremble. And Felix came trembling. Why aren't you trembling at the word? Huh? Why am I not your dread? Why don't you fear going against what I say? Why do you always want to talk back? Oh, I don't think you know what's going on. I know you don't understand me. Biggie. A very big iniquity. Boy, you see her iniquity bow out. So even when I talk and I look, I say, I wonder how it's going to turn out. Sister Burgess?
Save me, Lord. 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 Save me, Lord.
See, I'm not even sure that I can convey to you.
Hallelujah.
Because I tell you how God speaks to me.
Hallelujah.
If he didn't speak to my inner man, I couldn't make it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Strengthened with might.
Yes, Lord.
Not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit in the inner man. This outward man perishing day by day. And if I draw attention to anything you do, you get offended. Because you think you're doing right. And so I'll let you do it, and I'll say, no harm. I just let them do it. Sister Burgess?
Say the Lord! Say the Lord!
Hey, Sister Burgess,
yes,
were you coming over with Timmy in that car? Did you shout?
Yes! Yes!
You act like a fool, woman.
Yes! Yes! Oh, God. Yes. Yes, Lord!
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord! Yes!
She leaves her family, but she don't leave her family.
No.
She leaves her husband, but she don't leave her husband.
Oh, God.
She leaves her brother, but she don't leave him. You can mark it down, that woman's going to shout.
Hallelujah!
She's going to show out. But to show out, she got to show up. See, I got a whole page up there. I'm not kidding because I'm dealing with your spirit and I'm watching you. If I tell you what I saw, I heard this woman. She was a woman. She wasn't talking loud, and she had a little caption, two verses in the Bible that are kept out of 34 versions of the Bible. Come on, attention. We got a lot of Bibles. Most of them are translations; they're not revelations. You got a Bible right here. And this is not a translation.
No.
This is a revelation.
Revelation.
The Apostle Paul said, I have a revelation.
Amen.
Said something was revealed to me that was hid.
Amen.
Oh, they don't like Paul. They don't like Paul.
No.
Paul said, my gospel. Now we'll try to get... All I do is the best I can.
Hallelujah.
I went and got the two verses that she... referring to, and she mentioned how they kept one of them out of the translations. No, I didn't know that. I didn't even know there was 34 translations. Probably a lot more than that. Every one of you got a translation. The way you read it. I'm reading about a man, so I know there's a man. But who's the man? An old filthy. He had a revelation. Yeah, he said, who's he talking about? Who's this prophet talking about? Now, why are you doing that? Because you don't know what you're trying to in your book. You want to read every single word of it? You can. Are you fine readers? How do you read?
Speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some...
Who are you talking about, brother? Of yourself? Why would I do that?
Amen.
Why would I talk about myself?
Yes.
What, are you going to testify of yourself?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Or can you testify that Christ is in you?
Right.
Glory.
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 Amen.
Glory. Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Since the burdens of you just praising God for yourself?
Oh,
self, huh? Self, self, self. Lovers of your own self. Praise God would embarrass self, wouldn't it? To give God all the glory. Because you want a little glory to yourself, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? That's what you accuse me of. That's why you don't. Shame on you. Now, what caught my attention was that little caption she had there. Two verses in the Bible, or one of them, that is not in 34 editions of the Bible. I didn't know there was that many. But there is. Translations, encyclopedias, concordances. And remarkable what verse they leave out. Why? Have you thought about it, have you? Now, when the woman did that, I went and looked it up. Sure enough. It's in the King James, but most of the other ones, that one verse has been taken out. Can I quit, Lord? I'm getting tired. I keep telling you, when I come here, I go in a war zone. And boy, am I fought. What? Got to fight my own flesh? Fight with your flesh? Lord, I'm tired and so weary. Do I have to? I thought you said on the cross it's finished.
Hallelujah.
No, my dear son. It's only finished when it's finished.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus.
What he did there was finished. He paid for your salvation. But he went to put your name in the book to reserve something beyond this life. Something greater than your damn thinking. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Hey, when you see him, you won't even look at me. He's going to outshine me. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words. And that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gourds. Gourds? How do you read gourds? I gourd you. Pokes. Gourd. Oh, now this sister pal there, she's trying to figure out where to get that from. Where do you get gourds from? Don't you know the Word of God's got to gourd you? Poke you? Boy, I got a good poker.
Thank God.
He's here?
Yes, he is.
He's here.
Now, before you sit down, he is here.
Hallelujah. He is here.
Amen. He is here. Glory, glory.
I will bless his name again.
Why?
He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will.
Now you got to remember. He's not going to call out Rose or Dennis or. Because there's a new name. He's going to call out your name before the Father. And gave you a new name. Boy, with the God. I wish you could bear with me a little bit of my folly. Boy, we are some kind of people. You may be seated. The words of the wise are as gourds. And as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. See, you don't understand this language. I'm telling you, you don't understand it. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end.
Hallelujah.
And much study is a weariness of the flesh. study to show thyself approved. It's going to wear your flesh. And much study going to lay down my burden.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my burden. Down by the riverside. I'm studying.
Ain't what? Study war no more. From what come wars and fighting among you? Because you study it. Yes, sir. You get yourself good weapons of warfare, don't you? And you're fighting against each other. You disagree. We ain't going to study war. When we get to heaven, we're going to be one. And he's going to be the one. For Jesus is the one. Unclouded day. No more clouds.
No more tears.
Hallelujah.
Here's the first verse that coincide with one in the New Testament. Let us hear the conclusion
Hallelujah.
Of the whole matter.
Hallelujah.
Fear God.
Hallelujah.
Keep His commandments.
Yes.
For this is the whole duty of man.
Yes.
I wonder what God wants me to do.
Fear God.
Hmm? Look at him. Look at him. Look at me.
Fear God
and keep His commandments. And Jesus said, my commandments are not grievous. This is my commandment, that you love one another. That means you'll be glad when you're with somebody. So glad you're here. That's why some of you sisters, we got to wonder why you're not helping everybody else. Or you, some of you brothers, how you hear a job needs to be done and you let somebody... And you don't even concern yourself with it. Going to go your way, huh? What's the New Testament equivalent? The woman said there was two verses, one in the old and one in the new. And the one that's compatible to the old and the new has been taken out. See, people don't know or don't want to know how to keep God's law. He said, this is a new commandment. Now, do the Old Testament. You know how what command? Boy, you could you fault nobody? You couldn't pick up sticks on Sabbath day. I remember Mr. Obama. Remember? So which part of the Bible should we use to govern our... Why? Deuteronomy? Where it says you stone a child if it picks up sticks? It does. Yeah, it does that. Well, how many of you like that? That old law, boy. The law says thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, if you look at a woman to lust, see the power? See? And when I tell you, I don't have that lust no more. I've escaped the corruption that comes through lust. I don't lust after cars. See, now you don't believe me. You don't believe me. You don't believe me. Then I'll try to say to you, if I had lust, I'd take every one of you, even against your will. I know the power of lust. Get out! Go all the way up the ground and don't ever come back! You wicked servants. One day I had a man just railed at me and railed at me and railed at me. Because I told him that Jesus lusted. Look at your answer. Help me out, boy. Come on. Come on, big mouth, come on. Get your rail in the air. Send these letters in the mail. Right from North Carolina. Call me on the telephone. Like I did yesterday. Two guys. Why are you yelling? Shut the hell up! Oh, Dr. Kitchens, huh? You see, you people, you won't learn nothing from me, will you? We'll not have this man rule over us. Jesus lusted.
Yes.
How? Scripture tells you. He was tempted. And no man is tempted of God. He is tempted when he is drawn from his own lust. Now, I didn't say he yielded, but he was tempted. He lusted. That little old man started washing his feet. Why the hell? If you folk don't either comply or you're going to get out of here. We're going to clean this house of the skepticism, unbelief. Oh, you'd like me to go, huh? You don't need to wait for that. You go. Go thy way. Or more conveniency, huh? When I measure up to your standard, huh? When your brother and sister measures up to your... You compare yourself among yourself. You're not a wise servant. You're not a wise virgin. Now you're a foolish one. I'm as good as you are. How good is that? To be like Jesus. He was despised. How about your children? Do they despise you? Your neighbors, your family? They really bless you, don't they? Don't they? Huh? And since you come here, they're going to despise you even more. Now, I went and got a whole lot of verses to back me. When I started searching for this thing, I said, boy, that is something. That is something. First verse, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Amen.
Fear God. All the examples, all the pattern, Egypt, Moses, Pharaoh, Cain, Abel, David, Saul, all these things were written for our learning. Because they're examples. You aren't going to budge, are you? You're going to sit right there with defiance in your eyes. Not everyone, but just enough of you. Just a spot. God help me to rub these spots out.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
For where we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. See why I didn't like Paul? See why Paul was an apostle born out of due season? Huh? What should we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I have not known sin. Thank God for the law.
Hallelujah.
It convinced me of my sin. And then it pointed me to the one who forgives of sin. Thank God for the law. For by the law came the knowledge of sin. Also the knowledge of the sin, one who became sin for you. Boy, oh boy. Oh God, what is it with this generation? Nay, I have not known sin, but by the law, I would not have known what lust is, except by the law that said, thou shalt commit adultery. No, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor's car, thy neighbor's name, thy neighbor's money. Covetous, which is idolatry, another god. I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
I know why it was given. I know why great grace has been shown to me. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But Christ, becoming of no effect on you, would mean nothing. Whosoever of you who are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. And almost all things by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, is no remission. Above when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest say, you would accept none of them. He had no pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Boy, I'm reading this now, I'm enjoying it. But you folk, you have no, you such depth. Such height. So speak you, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For this person's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, and I want to emphasize this again, you're closing them. They have eyes, and they just, I'm not going to see it. I'm just not going to understand it. Hallelujah. They have eyes, they have closed. Why? Lest at any time they should see with their eyes. I preach this thing hundreds of times, and I keep telling you. Right? They asked Jesus, why are you speaking in parables? And he told them why. He said, I'm fulfilling the words of the prophet. Where God said, see, you're doing it again. You ought to tremble in your boots. I can quote it for you. Well, did the prophet say of these? Well, did the prophet say of these? Now, mind you, he's standing right there in the focus, sitting right there in front, just like you are. Just like you are. And you don't see? I can't do nothing about it. Who are the ones he's talking about? See, well, who, do you see? See, again, you're not getting the depth of it. He magnified the first to glorify the second. Amen. He said, well, did the prophet say of these people? God said, I've given them eyes. Yes. Turn the brightest light on you want, they still can't see. Yes. Like it's so bright it blinds them. Yes. Remember the one that shined around Paul? Yes. Anybody know what that light was? Jesus. Anybody in this place will tell me who that bright light was? Jesus. Brighter than the noonday sun. Yes. That was the sun that was brighter than the sun. You folk, man, wicked people. You wonder why God's so angry with us. I want to get the point across, which is very difficult. Well, does the prophet say of these? Prophet speaking in the first person is God. You know what you're going to do? You ain't God. I hear what you say. See what you're doing? Oh, you're sitting there, you're quiet, but inside, boy, you're seething. A lot of you really are. Especially if I look at you. What are you looking at me like that for? See, I'm still not getting the point, so that's why I hesitate. Well, does the prophet say of these? This is what the prophet speaking, the mind of God. I've given them, God says, I've given them eyes that they have closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart that they converted. Except you become converted. Well, if God don't intend for you to be converted, you shut your eyes, shut down your understanding, then Jesus very carefully turned around and said, now you fellas, you, he said, blessed are you. For you have been given eyes to see. You've been given ears to hear. You've been given a heart to receive. Why? So you can be converted. Wish somebody get saved around here. Really, I say unto you. except you be converted.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And become as little children.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
You shall not enter in. Dear Sister Rosa was telling me about Charity. You think you miss her? Charity always come running to me. Now she can't. Father, suffer the little children to come on to me. Yes, suffer them. Because they come on to me now, some of you folk, I don't trust you. You know, God's got to find a people he can trust. And the only ones he can trust are the ones who trust him.
Amen.
Trusting Jesus.
Amen.
What? Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Amen.
Fear God. Keep his commandments. And his commandments? What are they? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart. And the second, see, commandments,
it,
sin principle, love your neighbor, and you know you very well at loving yourself, don't you? Huh? Love your own self. I'm still trying to get to the second verse that you left out. Immediately therefore I sent to thee. This is the centurion or the Roman soldier who caught the attention of God. An angel appeared to him and said, You go look for Simon. Does anybody know the story?
Yes.
What did the angels tell him? Why did the angels tell him how to be saved? The angels didn't know how to be saved. He never was lost. Can you tell him how to be saved? Sure you can.
Amen.
I can tell you. Are you saved?
Yes.
How? By believing?
By believing.
By believing.
Amen.
Not by doing, but by believing.
Amen.
You know how to believe?
Yes.
Uh-oh. That includes believing the prophet.
That's right.
That includes believing your brother and sister. Who preserved him yesterday? Himself? Who preserved him? He's still here, isn't he? Are you still here? Who's preserving you?
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless.
But I pray for thee, talking to Peter, that thy faith fail not.
Amen.
And when thou art converted,
yes, Lord,
strengthen thy brethren.
Hallelujah.
I'm here, sir. My name's Peter. You sent for me? Did God prepare Peter for that? Hmm? He said, rise, slay and eat. And Peter said, look how good I've been. Look at me. I've never smoked. I've never been drunk. Ain't I a good guy? Look at him. Most of the time I never acted like that when God would talk to me. And when I say something to him, say not I'm a child. See, you folk, you missed that whole story. I've gone through it in detail. If I tell you again, will you believe me? Where were you when that was happening? What happened? I told you. Had God first of all tell me, I don't want you to go to the Bible school. Oh, I don't believe that right there. Just recently he told me, don't go to the heathen anymore. Go only to the a lost sheep.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
No lost sheep here, huh? Lost your way? Thought you know to get to God and lost it? Lost sheep. Then God insisted that you are the lost sheep. Because here's where he got me. Hello, sheep. Now watch, I go by.
Thank you, God.
I don't understand that. I didn't describe to you how a sheep goes by and how a goat goes. A sheep goes by, a goat goes by. You can tell the difference between a sheep and a goat by the way they by. Hey, goalkeeper. When that little goat get out, what do they do? If they don't get there fast enough, then they really miss at it. How you doing, folk?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So I don't make a practice of coming into Gentiles' homes. You sent for me, didn't you? Well, I'm sent from God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not here because you sent for me. I had to go through a real strenuous test. Now, immediately, if anybody want to go back to Peter up on the top and see what the message was given to him. Peter, rise, slay, and eat.
Amen.
No, I never done that. And then there was a message given to him. You get down.
The voice spake unto him again the second time. What God hath pledged, that called out thou come. This was done thrice. The vessel seized up again.
There's no instruction here about men at the gate waiting for you.
Arise, therefore, get thee down.
Get thee down.
And go with them.
With who? I'm telling you, somewhere he says, there's some men waiting come for you. Stop making me a liar. I'm not a liar.
He inquired for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And called and asked whether Simon was, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision.
You ought to look at your faces. We're reading it right out of the book, and your eyes are glassed over. Boy, you are hard people. Now, I'm telling you, he said, there's somebody down there. Come. And Peter didn't like it. And God prepared him for it. Now he says to him, get up.
Behold, the man. And while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing.
You mean that's your will, Father? You folks just damn it won't budge, will you? You're so hard. I see it, but you don't see. I understand, but you don't understand. You understand why I'm preaching like this? To you?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
So Peter goes.
Yes. He went down to the bed.
Later on, Peter again had a hard time going to the Gentiles. To where Paul finally said, I withstood him.
Amen.
To his face. He said, you're to blame. What was he doing? He would not eat with them. He preached to them, but he wouldn't eat with them. Sure. Remember the old pastor, Bishop, come and wouldn't eat with us? Oh, bad thing. Yeah, I've had experience about everything you can think about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, do I eat with you? He's prepared me a table right in the presence of my enemies. I'll become your enemy. Sure would like to go on with this. Acts 10, immediately therefore, immediately, I sent to thee, talking to the commanding officer, the one who was a very holy man, a man who prayed, a man who please God.
Hallelujah.
Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now therefore, we are all here present before God.
Hallelujah.
To hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter. He don't respect whitey over blackie, rich over poor, poor over rich. Treats everybody alike because he loves everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in his Son should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Judge them? Yes. Condemn them? No. He's judging you. And he judges. You should be condemned. I ain't going to do it. I wasn't sent to condemn. It wouldn't be hard to condemn you. Or even condemn yourself. But blessed is the man that will not condemn himself in the thing which he allows. Then Peter opened his mouth instead of a truth. I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world, to every nation. Now that wasn't done on Pentecost. They went everywhere, but they didn't go to every nation because there were no nations. Nations came into existence at the rise of the United States. And so from the United States, the gospel preached, and every nation is represented in this country. Every nation, every religion, so we preach to here first. You would think somebody gets so excited he can only sit still. You bunch of Jews. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness. What is that?
Hallelujah.
How do you work righteousness? Is accepted with him. For God shall bring every work into judgment.
Amen.
With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be of evil. Now, beware of him. Obey him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. Wow. For my name or authority is in him. It'd be so easy to condemn every one of you. But in so doing, I have to condemn myself. And blessed is the man.
Thank you, Lord.
You poor saps. And you can't rejoice.
Only if I
poke him from you. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I'll be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Here's a verse that goes along with the first one. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment,
hallelujah,
thou shalt condemn.
Yes, Lord.
This
hallelujah
is mine heritance,
hallelujah,
and yours.
Hallelujah.
Servants of God,
yes,
and your righteousness,
hallelujah,
is of me. You have no righteousness.
None.
None at all.
None.
But Christ, when he who is our righteousness shall appear, we're going to be as right as he is. See, what Paul preached was so new, it hadn't been revealed to Peter, to Matthew, and then Paul was so overwhelmed He said it was a secret. That was hid from the, my God. What is it, Paul? Christ in you. Christ in you. That's God's hope. His only hope. Christ in you. This people's heart is waxed gross. Ears are dull of hearing. So y'all want to play that game, huh? I remember one time I was running down a road and I was having a little old mental battle, and all at once I heard God say to me, I see you. His eyes are on a sparrow. I see you.
Thank you, Lord.
Not one sparrow that falls to the ground. Remember, it's the one that falls to the ground. Not the one that fly around. The one that falls to the ground.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Shall we stand? Oh, Sister Matthew. She's suffering so much. But she has such hope in the coming of Christ.
Yes.
And she got that hope when she heard a voice on 6110. How many years ago was that? Long before a lot of you heard it.
Hallelujah.
And those words of life.
Thank God.
You people are so difficult. We are so hard. Oh, remind me. When Tim Butler left here, I gave him back $80,000. Then they sued me to court. And the court made me give it back to him and his wife. Not only give back what I'd already given back to him, he wanted me to give back to him again and then give it to his wife too. You folk are really something. You just don't, your ability to comprehend. Oh, that you might comprehend the height, the depth, the width.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So you can understand the love of God.
Love.
Why, he should care for me will always be a mystery. But I show you a mystery. He does care for you. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I gave it back to him. Had to go through the courts. Because Tim Butler was the one that instituted that civil suit against me. Went out and got everybody. I said, Tim, you fool, you better listen to me. When are you going to make a charge against me? When? You don't do me that. Tell me to shut up when I got something to say. Well, I'm telling you right now, you got nothing to say to me. Nothing. Because what you will say will be an excuse. And I don't want to hear it. I gave Tim Butler a car and $86,000 back. And he still wouldn't leave for a while. He's just hanging around. So if I confront him, I said, come on, man, you got your money, you got a car, leave. Just like I'm doing you, come on, leave. Or you should hang around, huh? I promised every one of you a car. If you need a car, we'll give you one. And I still got enough money to give you your money back. Take me up on it. Now, you all know the court gave me the money back. But I had already given the money. I tried to explain it to you. $700,000. Now, well, how'd they know I had it? Because he checked my bank. Went to the bank and found out. Well, you folk won't budge, will you? Just stand right there. The Word of God don't move you anymore, does it? Used to bring conviction, which is very important. Some years ago, Sister Williams came to me. She said, I'm not going to drink any more coffee. God convicted me, and I won't drink it. And she did. I said, give me your cup. In other words, I wasn't going to let her push her conviction on somebody else. Now, I believe you ought to have convictions, but don't demand other people to live up to your convictions. God's convicting you of things that will hinder you. Thank God for conviction. Tim Buckley took the money. I finally got him off. He's dead now. I was surprised. He wasn't an old man. He wasn't an old man. How many things I done for that man to live here? One of the damn things come out of his mouth when he got mad and was going to leave. Said, I gave $60,000 to this ministry. Oh, you damn liar. We took your money, kept fixing your truck, kept paying your bills. That's the way they were. Mike won't, same way. Brother Conley hasn't made a sound about the $1 million or the $100,000 that he kept. Huh? Isn't it something? You folks don't like me talking like that, do you? Every man gonna give an account.
Amen.
Kept back part of the price. Maybe you keep back the knowledge of it, huh? He don't know I got this, he don't know I received that. You fool. You damn fools. Damn fools. Fool is in his heart. No, God.
Oh, God. My Lord.
How do I break that down? Why, right now. What are you saying? This is God or no, this is not God. No, God. Why look at me like that for? Because you're guilty. You're guilty of hardening your heart. You're guilty. You're stiff-necked. You're uncircumcised. No, no, God. The first thing Tim Butler did was go to Radio Julek. Bought time right behind me. And I became his message. Like Stan, you know. Oh, Stan. I try to tell you, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Karistan. I believe I changed my name. No, no, no. It doesn't say stand. It says stand. It's missing a D. You folks don't understand me, do you? You look at your faces. In all you're getting, get understanding. Be not unwise, but understand. Well, I don't believe it's the will of God for you to preach like that. Say it to my face. Say it to me right to my face. Tell me right to my face. Tell me I'm wrong. So should date in your own. Lean not on your own understanding.
Amen.
In all thy ways acknowledge.
Amen.
Behold, I said unto you a prophet.
Amen.
Acknowledge it.
Amen.
Well, you know what a prophet does? He speaks.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord.
What do you do when you get in the presence of the prophet?
Hallelujah.
Hear. Say it loud.
Hear the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Hear the prophet.
And whoso will not hear?
Hallelujah.
You have enough courage to say that about yourself?
Glory.
God, give me faith to say it.
Yes, Lord.
I know me.
Glory.
After the flesh. I also know me after the spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes.
Say that I'm a child.
Amen.
Thou shalt go to whosoever I shall send thee. Go no longer to the lost, to the house, to the world, but go only to the
sheep.
Hey, lost sheep. Come, I'll show you the way. We're on our way to the kingdom. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to the kingdom land. I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way.
If my mama don't go,
don't hinder me.
If my children don't go,
I'm on my way.
He says it won't hinder me. What did hinder you? What did hinder you from the excitement? The joy that you one time had when you were found you. See, then I keep trying to tell you what people do wrong. Like my little friend Dale. He's an old boy. No repents at all. None at all. You think you deserve to live like this, huh? You think you deserve to have a prophet in your midst, huh? Look at the way you look at me. Huh? Oh, boy. See, what the woman was talking about was the New Testament scripture and the old that was making it very clear that the law was Savior. And that's what Paul preached. And that verse they took out of the New, out of 30-some Bibles in the New Testament. They took it out. See, salvation by grace through faith alone. Nothing else. These churches and these societies are gum. They want us to do something. Right. And how dumb we are. How we can hear the news. And there is no good news.
No.
You got to turn it off and hear the good news broadcast.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear the so-called preachers upholding Mr. Trump, and they'll say, what are you, I'm not bashing him. God bid him speed. High, quick, Lord. Whatever you raise him up to do, do it quickly. Let's get it over with. But that might mean persecution. Well, all that live godly, you get persecuted in your home, from your family, from your own flesh. He's going to persecute you. The badge. Wear it proudly. They thank God. They thank God. They left all to follow Jesus and they were persecuted. You know how to thank God? Boy, if our people, oh, thank you very much, Mr. Trump. Oh, thank you very much. The other day, somebody asked me a question, he wouldn't even answer it. Thank you very much. The question was, will you explain to us why you have told over 10,000 lies? The man said, I've waited for 4 years to ask him that question. He wouldn't answer it. Everybody saw that? I told you it all along. He's the closest man that I know living today. And don't be surprised if he canceled the election, shut down the post office, because they're trying to fix it so they can vote by mail. Right. He's going to be all fraud, and yet he does it. Right. Yeah, he just got finished writing the state of Florida for absentee ballots so he can vote in Florida. Right. Huh? And then he says, no. The man's a liar. Hair is false. Words are false. Looks are false. His family's false. I tried to tell Rose last night. His younger brother's in the hospital. Very timely. Because he'd been accused of mental inefficiency. Now they're going to pass it off to his daughter. Well, his daughter wrote a book exposing the Trump family. So you got to make her, she's mentally ill. Brother and sister, when are you going to realize this is a smart old world? Yes. They outsmart you every time. Yes. You don't need smart, you need wisdom. Yes. Yes. You're talking about gold and silver now taking the place of the money. And all these investors are saying, get rid of your money and put it in gold, dummies. The scripture said you're going to spill the gold. You don't trust in gold. You don't trust in money. You trust in God. I trust in God. wherever I may be.
On a stormy sea, but come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. I would stand a second if I didn't trust God. I don't trust most of you. Trying to, but it's not coming this year. You trust me with that knowledge? Well, if it's more than anything else, you can't trust in that. I can't be trusting that he's coming this year, because he's not going to come this year. Revealed. That's why I'm watching what Mr. Trump is doing. He's a number one candidate to be the man who leads mankind into sin. Trust in our government, trust in our gold, trust in our president, trust in our congressmen, trust in our nation, trust in our education, trust in who we are. Trust. Cursed is the man who leans upon the arm of flesh, and makes that flesh his strength. Why won't you folk repent? You're so wicked. You're standing right there in front of this as hard as could be. Well, I don't understand it. Why? You understand what time it is? All I do is warn.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister Burgess, don't you let nothing stop you from coming over here. And if they're going to stop you, come on and stay here. I got a room for you where you can shout all day long.
Glory! Yes, Lord.
I did that one time, remember?
Glory.
Who wanted to leave? Not you. Your husband did.
Hallelujah.
I actually put him down at the motel and made him in charge of the place.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
They're leaving. You were at home here. Yeah, you were.
Yes.
You fit right in.
Lord.
Made you fit.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Lord.
Checked out your size,
Jesus.
And you fit right in.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus. Not worthy, oh God.
How come can't some of you folk fit with her?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. He made her fit for the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, boy. Come, Lord Jesus. Fear. Immediate desire.
Hallelujah.
Zeal. Revenge.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you didn't know that revenge was part of the fruit of the Spirit, did you?
Revenge.
I'm going to pay you all back. You know what I pay you with? You won't even ask me. How dare you say you're a man of love? That's what I am. I'm a big, great big bundle of love.
Amen.
Even you and I hug.
Yeah.
Nobody ever sees you and me hug. Because they say you might say something bad about us. How we do over here? Had pretty good rain since that time. Oh, still wet. Had a lot of rain since you done that. So it has to dry out then, right? Then I get some of you folk kneel around and pray by him. Lord, now you don't know what we're talking about, do you? Does the little ideal I told you that seem to work? A lot of water now. I saw you put it back that way. Now we have to make sure it really carries it away. Now we can't do it until it rains. I want to make sure when the Holy Ghost, when the rain comes, it carries you away. Lord bless you all. You folk, I would plead with you if I knew how to do it, but I just can't seem to get through. I'm sorry, folk, but I'm not getting through. All I'm trying to do is fix so you can go through. And I can go through, but we're just not getting through. Oh, some through. God bless you.
This man is Beelzebub. What did he do? It blackened out what little light they had. Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and his works you do."